is going far away, far away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom. What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Another gorgeous day in many areas of Wisconsin. I hope you are getting the opportunity to get out there and enjoy some sunshine and very spring-like temperatures. Very beautiful. Always puts me in a good mood, even when the news is bad. We got a great show for you today. I am very excited because on Tuesdays, we're joined at 2:30 by Civic Media's political editor Dan Schaefer for the State Slate with Schaefer. We're going to talk about some recent goings on, a little bit of the superintendent for public instruction race, all those good things. So that's coming up with Dan at 2:30. And today, as I am wont to do, I am going to talk about a number of things that seem seemingly unrelated. But trust me, ladies and gentlemen, they are related. They are of a whole, and I will stitch it all together for you before the end of the show. I have been beginning my shows these days with a few quick things. Today, I just really want to do two, and then I want to talk about the German elections, because what's going on there is fascinating, what did and did not happen in that election. Very interesting, especially given the about-face in U.S. foreign policy as led by Donald Trump, now bending a knee to Vladimir Putin and dictators across the world. Really strange yesterday. We didn't get a lot of time to talk about it. Of course, the U.N. Refusing to vote with its European allies and instead finding itself in the company of, let's see here, Iran, North Korea, and Russia. Yes, there was a resolution to condemn the Russian invasion of Ukraine some 3 years ago yesterday. So I'm going to get to all of that, but here were my couple of quick things. First of all, I'm sure you've heard about the use of Guantanamo Bay to hold migrants that Donald Trump is targeting. Here is the most recent statistic. I verified it from two sources earlier this morning. There are 1,000 U.S. military personnel at the Guantanamo Bay base. There are 14 migrants. 1-4. Now, I believe we still have some folks that we have deemed detainees, but that number is down either into the single digits or not more than 20. So I just want us all to observe the efficiency, the government efficiency here, of 14 migrants being held at Guantanamo Bay with over 1,000 military personnel. Sounds really efficient to me. So that's quick thing number one. Quick thing number two, the email fiasco with Elon Musk is now entering, I don't know, day three or four. What email fiasco? Because there seems to be a new one every week, you may be asking me. Well, this one, he sent an email and then tweeted about it over the weekend to all federal workers, including some Article 3 judges who don't, under even the most rudimentary Elon-friendly interpretation of our Constitution, answer to Elon Musk in any way, shape, or form, except for the fact that, you know, billionaire overlord, sent an email to federal workers that said, send me 5 bullet points of what you got done last week, and if you don't send it to me, you're going to be fired. And then tons of federal agencies, including the FBI and DHHS, tons of federal agencies, including those agencies being run by Trump appointees like Cash Patel and Pam Bondi and RFK Jr. and the Department of Defense, Pete Hegseth, then communicated to their staffs, no, you can just ignore that. Don't answer that. Or more ominously, DHHS told its employees, like, you can answer this, but just know that it may be intercepted by foreign interests. Gee whiz, maybe that's not the best emails to have flying around. The Trump administration, through its press secretary, sort of waffled around on the topic.
yesterday. And now today, apparently Elon doubling down with the email saying, no, you really do have to do this. And the Trump administration, through its press secretary, seemingly saying, we're not choosing sides between the billionaire overlord and our cabinet level appointees that have been duly confirmed by the Senate. I mean, this is ridiculous. Who is in charge here? Because it's apparently not Donald Trump. If he won't pick sides between his duly nominated and confirmed cabinet secretaries and Elon Musk over threatening to fire people if they don't send a nice bullet-pointed list of their accomplishments last week on the job, what? Who the hell is in charge? Maybe it's Putin. I know, maybe it's Putin. Maybe Putin's calling all the shots here. This is terrible. And it speaks to Donald Trump's lack of engagement, not understanding what's going on. It speaks to the fact that Elon Musk is completely out of control, doing things that undermine our national security, things that Donald Trump's handpicked, personally loyal cabinet secretaries also think is stupid. I learned also today that apparently Elon Musk's big crackerjack plan with this email is to feed all the responses into a big AI general language machine to find out who's expendable, who they can fire. I just want you to like sit there and absorb that. If you thought it was bad when like Indeed.com was reviewing your resume for whether or not it contained keywords to put at the top of the pile when you're applying for a new job, can you imagine your fate? You've been in government service for, let's say, 15 years, and your fate in your job being determined by a guy, again, never confirmed by the Senate, whom the president doesn't really know if he's in control or his cabinet secretaries are in control. Your job fate not being determined by your boss, your immediate supervisor, your division head, your department head, or even the appointed secretary of the executive branch agency you work for. No, some other guy. But it's not even a detailed assessment of whether or not it's you're redundant, whether or not your departmental or division budget can sustain that level of employment. No nuanced view of that. No, just feed it into an AI general language model, and I'm sure it'll pop out an error-free result set of who should get canned in the federal government. So these are my two quick things to start the day, which is, does this sound efficient and effective to you? Because it doesn't to me. Which points out this isn't about efficiency. And shame on you, Democrats, for not getting ahead on this and saying we can do better. We need to be looking for cost cutting. Frankly, shame on you, Congress, conservatives and Democrats in Congress, for not exercising your Article I powers that include the power of the purse to do this kind of work. And there have been outside audits of the federal government. Congress just usually decides not to do anything with them. So I'm a little apoplectic over, I don't know, we should start numbering them. Is this email kerfuffle number 2 from Elon Musk? 2.2B? It's so ridiculous. And keep in mind, all of this happening while congressional Republicans are proposing their budget reconciliation bill that's getting ready to hand $4.2 trillion in tax cuts to the Donald Trumps, to the Elon Musks, to the Jeff Bezoses, the George Soroses, the billionaires of the world. They don't need tax cuts. They're fine. Why are we worried about billionaire tax cuts? Why these people? I do not understand. That's going on right now. Oh, well, we'll just direct certain congressional committees to find, you know, $1 trillion in savings. Oh, by a matter of math, does that savings have to come out of your Social Security? Check your veterans' benefits, your Medicare and Medicaid? Oh, well, the bill doesn't use the words Social Security. Yeah, but that's the only way you can find the savings. So this is not about efficiency, because if it was about efficiency, they wouldn't be proposing trillions in tax cuts to billionaires. That's not efficient. that doesn't make government more effective for you and your family. And you wouldn't be sending out random emails, but maybe not quite. It's a threat, but not really. We're not sure. Oh, but if you do respond, a foreign power may be monitoring it. Well, why is that, RFK? Again, that was DHHS's email to its employees today. So this is what, for Tuesday afternoon, this is what's got my hair on fire. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to have Dan Schaefer joining in just a wee little bit to review the affairs more central, more close to home here in the state of Wisconsin. He's going to come on at the bottom of the half hour. But let's get into a little bit of the German election. Why is the German election important? Well, because Elon has gone all in for Germany's far-right AfD party, or Alternative for Deutschland, Alternative for Germany party, even appearing at one of their rallies about 2-3 weeks ago, where he told the group via Zoom, children shouldn't be punished for their parents' mistakes. And we all just need to sort of move on. Of course, referring to the history of Nazi Germany, I'll say children shouldn't pay for their parents' mistakes, but they should damn well be informed of them. We're going to talk more about the German election when we come back. Going to take care of a little bit of business. Join me this afternoon, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Talk and text lines are open. My name's Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. May the last one burn into flame.